Right, one was on my porch, and I broke his nest open, and I'll bet 100 little spiders fell out.
Oh, yeah, they came in there for...
feed, huh?
For winter supply.
I don't know, I kind of like the spiders there. Keep the bugs down. You have trouble with around here with spiders?
Yeah, we have quite a lot of them. We have this, a lot of these black widow spiders, you know, that are poisonous. They're more poisonous. Some people are more allergic to them than others.
I talked to a fellow who was bitten by a black widow. He said he was really sick.
Yeah, they make you sick. These wasps can kind of set down on you, too.
Yeah, I guess some of those, the red-banded kind, can really make you sick.
Yeah, and little yellow jackets, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When everything hits you, it's like throwing a rock at you. Or having a rock hit you.
What do you call the nest a spider will make, all those little strings that he'll stretch out.
So you mean a spider web?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is that outside or inside?
Spider web's outside.
And what do you call it inside when they...
Oh, it's a spider web.
How about those single strands that'll hang down from the ceiling and blow in the breeze?
I just call them spider webs, all I know.
You ever hear them called cobwebs?
Oh, yeah, I've heard them called cobwebs.
Let's see, now, I'd like to know what kind of trees you have around here that are native. Do you have those trees with the big, broad leaves, and they have little balls out on the branches? Sort of scaly bark?
Mm-hmm, yeah, it says, well, it isn't sycamore, but it's, hey, I can't think of the name of it now. There was one down here, I planted the doggone thing, that is, it grew up there and I took care of it. It was a great big tree, cotton balls. In cotton balls, cottonwood tree.
They sure can put a lot of stuff in the air, can't they?
Yeah.
What other trees do you have around here?
Well, one that you probably would like to mention is a pawpaw tree.
I don't think I've ever seen one of those. I've looked and looked.
There used to be a lot of them, but there are not so many anymore. They have a big, long, oval-shaped leaf. And then these pawpaws, you know, they, some get great, used to be great big. We kids out there on Hoxie used to have a bunch of pawpaw trees down in the timber. We get down and have a pawpaw fight, you know. And then they get good and soft.
Is that like a persimmon?
Well, they're much larger than a persimmon, more like a banana.
Oh. Good knee?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
If you don't get hit with one.
Yeah, if you don't get hit with one. Yeah, we kids used to eat drunk pawpaw. We get them down there before they're ripe and bring them up and let the frost lay them around on the porch or smokehouse and let them ripen. They're good after frost. They don't get ripe until the frost hits.